Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on this hot and humid Tuesday, the 14th of June. And it's good to have you with us wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in tonight. And it's just great to have you with us. And I'm going to allude to something I started off with yesterday. We have heat in much of the country right now, in the west, in the south, even up here. We will have had close to 100 people under some kind of heat alert over the past few days, between the past couple days and tomorrow. We will have had, I will say, almost 100 million people in America under some kind of heat alert, whether it be a heat advisory, a heat warning. Even up where we are, here in Michigan, we're under advisory where I'm at, and then downstate, it's going to be a heat warning tomorrow. Those of you who are under such things, such bulletins, do what you're supposed to do. Be careful. Drink plenty of fluid, and what have you. It is summer, so sometimes in the summer we just have days that are hotter than what would be normal. And I was at the city pool today, and when I left there, that thing on the phone that tells you I wanted it, it said it was 82, said the feels like it was 85. I think the feels like was more like 90. It was a bit muggy. Not the muggiest I've ever felt, but a bit muggy. I would say the dew point was close to 70. Tomorrow we're going to be in the mid-90s. Feels like it's going to be around 98 to 103. And so that's it. But of course, as they say, it's been hot before. What made me think of that? I once heard some pastor talk about how somebody said, how it was getting late and stuff. And then my pastor says, well, it's been late before. That's funny, isn't it? The whole thing of it's been late before. Next time, Emily, you tell me about it being hot, I just might tell you it's been hot before.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it. Yeah, that's a good one-liner, isn't it?
It is.
But people can laugh on that, and I think it's funny too, but the fact of the matter is, truer words have never been spoken. And so it's Father's Day this week, and, I'm so happy to have such a wonderful father in my life. And I love him. He's an awesome man. He's been my father for 16 and a half years. Going to be 17 in December. With Father's Day, I hope you take time to be with your dad, call him, send him a card, something. Show him that you appreciate him. But a great way to celebrate Father's Day would be to find yourself in the house of God and celebrate the Heavenly Father. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The earth was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep. Then he created the oceans and all that, and he put the waters into groups and called them oceans and seas. And then he created the expanse in the air, called it sky. Then he created, the light he called day, the darkness he called night. With every light, there was light. The last thing he created, you know what he created? Man. You and me. He created us. He is the God who created this earth. And he is our Father. He is a good, good Father. And I love him. And we can talk about, our natural fathers and what we like about them. And I can tell you right now, I love how my father is straight to the point about things. And another thing I love about him is he has a good sense of humor, a great sense of humor that I always appreciate. I think it's cool. And we've got to go, my family has gotten to go to great places with him. And the greatest thing I would say I love about him is his walk with God. The way he walks with God, serves in the house of God, just shows, that he really is a man of God. And so he's a great man. And I truthfully and honestly love him. But the best dad we can have is the Lord Jesus. And there was this, when I was younger, about close to 15 years ago, we were at an event at this place in Alabama called The Ramp. And a small town, North Alabama, kind of Nooresville. And they sang this song about, "Oh, we have the best dad in the whole world." And we do. Because the truth is he is the Heavenly Father. He's the fatherless. Some of you that are listening to this program right now, maybe you're a teenager or child maybe at home with your mom or your grandparents or whatever. Maybe you're tuned in that way. Or maybe you're a teenager or something or whatever. He's the father to the fatherless. He's the father to the fatherless. Those who naturally, their natural dad isn't. Listen, I can speak for that in my own life from when I was little. I didn't have a father figure that was at home with us for a lot of years. Between when I was like 4 or so and 16 and a half. Almost 16 and a half. But God. Right, but God. And he is so great. He's the best father that we could have, the best father that we could want. And so it's an awesome thing. And there's three kinds of fathers. One is natural fathers. There's another that's like other kind of father, like they could be like your pastor, you know, spiritual fathers. Of sorts, yes. And then there's the Heavenly Father. That's Jesus. Amen. And so they say, I've heard people ask, you know, over the years, you know, not necessarily asking me, but different things. And I've heard before, you know, of what's one of the problems in our country? You know, one of the big problems. Like, why part of is it going the way it's going? And I've heard multiple times that people will say, well, we live in a society where daddies are weak. The father is supposed to be the leader of the home. He's supposed to instill things in his children. And so often in these single-parent households, it's not always stable, for one thing. And two, there's things that fathers are supposed to teach. Supposed to have a mother, supposed to have a father. It's very hard for one of them to do both. Next to impossible for one of them to be both. And so the reason I quoted that, you know, is because I would agree. Fathers have an important role to play in the home. They really do. And of course, mothers have their key part too, but we're going into Father's Day. And folks, if you're wondering what to get your dad for Father's Day, oh, a hammer? Chances are he probably has a ton of those. Emily, does your dad have a ton of those hammers? I don't think he would want a hammer for Father's Day, would he?
Not like a photography camera, but maybe like one.
I said a hammer.
Oh, a hammer? No, he would not.
Oh, a tie.
No.
Yeah, because some guys have enough ties. Those who wear them, they have enough. Yep. And a lot of times, those guys, they don't even wear ties, so they don't have to go to... It's like, why'd you get me another tie? Come here. Why'd you get me a tie? And I'm sure some of those dads might be teasing about it. I'm like, you know what? I should ground you right now, but I'm not going to. Because you're living my house. Some of them might think that, though, maybe, don't you think? They're like, I should ground you for that. but I won't, because... You're older and you're older, but nonetheless, you know, think about what he wants, because the joke is, you know, don't necessarily get, what's the joke? There's another thing you're not supposed to get him, but tie is one of them. You heard the tie one, you're not supposed to get him a tie?
Yeah.
What's the other thing you're not supposed to get him? Certain tools you're not supposed to get him? Is that what it is? Whatever it is, though, listeners, unless it's really, really wants, don't get it. Don't get him a vacuum either, because you might think, what? My house is that dirty? So you're going to get me a vacuum? Is that what that can be a sign of if you get him a vacuum? Or a dustpan or something like that? Or a mop? Hey, I got a gift for you, Dad. It's a mop. Oh, look, she's just having fun with that, but honestly. All right. So, but hopefully you find a way to honor your dad, your father for Father's Day, because the day cometh on Sunday. This episode is brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can go enjoy the flavors of summer. And what a good idea on a day as hot in so many parts of America as today. One of my personal favorites is the cotton candy. Another one I really enjoy is the, it's the strawberry cheesecake. And there's a few other exclusively summertime flavors that they have, and you can go to your local Dairy Queen to find out what they are. Price and participation may vary. Tax extra, see store for details, as they say. And if you're in a place where it's super hot out, or maybe your car doesn't have AC, eat it quick. Because if it's too hot, it can be you and the ice cream versus the heat. if the heat wins, that's bad because then the ice cream gets all over your shirt, doesn't it? So that means if it's getting on your shirt, you're not beating the heat. The heat is beating you. And don't let the heat beat you. You're supposed to beat it. All right. Now, I want to remind you of a couple things that I generally like to remind you of. The first thing I want to remind you about is there's a third thing I want to remind you about, but I will mention that first. Dr. Mark T. Barclay is doing a Holy Spirit conference down in the Jacksonville area of Florida, Palm Coast, Florida, actually closer to Daytona Beach. So Palm Coast, Florida, you can tune in on marktbarclay.com. The conference goes Tuesday night through Friday night of next week. So specifically June 21st to 24th. And it'll be live from Palm Coast, Florida. Tune in, get the word of the Lord, and see, watch the Holy Spirit work through Dr. Mark T. Barclay. So I just wanted to take a moment and remind you of that. And we'll continue to do so through next week. I also want to remind you about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and about the God my mom could not see, you know, in the natural, but strongly believed in. And now I believe in him too, as I have from a very young age. I trusted in him. I believed in him. I got baptized at a very young age, 7 years old, on purpose. I didn't do that by accident. I felt that was the age that I could decide to live for Jesus. Began having communion at a very young age, like 6 or whatever, 6 and a half, 7, something like that. And of course, the age of accountability for everyone is different. I've been believing for a lot of years, and I continue to believe. God is not done with me. God is not done with River Shukla or the Miracle Man. He's not done with me. And I know that I will see what I am believing for in my body done once and for all. The healing that Jesus Christ died for my body. And I thank the Lord for that, for what he is doing in me right now. And I know that I will see it done to completion. And I'm just thankful for what he's doing. And so there's something that comes to our mind right now. God made us more than conquerors. You know, he wants us to win. And so I know that in him, that's what I'm going to keep doing. I'm just going to keep winning. God's on my side. He's on our side. And I just continue to live my life believing that. And so that's why I just keep trusting. And I don't say, oh, it's been 32 years, and I'm still believing. I give up. Nope, I haven't given up yet. I see no reason to give up. I just keep believing. I just keep praying. And I just know that I'm going to see it done. And you can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. to find out how you can get the book into your hands and how the book can be a blessing to your life. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is the PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man Show. Helps keep us going, but more importantly than that, you can get blessed. Because I want to see you get blessed in the Lord. And I just know that God just wants to bless. Yeah. And you can go online to paypal.com and in the search bar type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-I-R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A, in order to sow your seed. Now, about that, the first thing I want to mention to you about that is that the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. The other thing that I want to remind you of is that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please make a note of that. Please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, as they say. So just make a note. You don't mind. All right. Now, the verse on a song of your life is where it says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So think about that. Is your soul prospering? How are you doing? You're walking in love? Or are you walking in unforgiveness against somebody? So just got to examine ourselves, examine our hearts. Because if you're not walking in forgiveness, you're postponing yourself. You're postponing the blessing. And you don't want to postpone that. Amen. Amen. Now I want to sing a couple songs. And we're going to get into the word of the Lord. When the devil comes stealing and the lion and destroying, trying just to snatch away your seed, you just plant your feet down firm, standing on the word you heard, and rejoice Jesus victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I will not be moved. I've got the power of God living in me. Greater is he who lives in me than he who is living in the world. Though my eyes can't see, my spirit's telling me that I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. There's no river there's no mountain I can't move. There's no river I can't cross. There's no obstacle that can't stand in my way. There is no demon in hell that can stop me now. I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious through Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious through Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. Greater is he who lives in me than he who is living in the world. Though my eyes can't see, my spirit's telling me that I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious in Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious through Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. There's no mountain I can't move. There's no river I can't cross. There is no obstacle that can't stand in my way. There's no mountain I can't move. There's no river I can't cross. There is no obstacle that can't stand in my way. There is no demon in hell that can stop me now. I've been washed in the blood of victory. I am a warrior. I am a conqueror. I am victorious through Jesus Christ the King. I am a child of God, and I shall not be moved. I got the power of God living in me. I got the power of God living in me. I've got the power of God living in me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. No longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, 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 break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I feel those chains falling. I feel that my chains falling. I feel the chains falling. Yes, I do. I feel the chains falling. I feel my chains falling. I feel my chains falling. Yes, I do. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. There is freedom in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I feel my chains falling. Yes, I do. I feel my chains falling. I feel the chains falling. Oh, Lord. I feel the chains falling. I feel my chains falling. I feel the chains falling. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. He reigns,
He reigns forever and ever, ruler of everything. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever, ever and ever, ruler of everything. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever, forever and ever, ruler of everything. Yes, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever, forever and ever, ruler of everything. 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 His name is Jesus. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. His name is Jesus, ruler of everything. Yes, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. His name is Jesus, ruler of everything. Yes, he reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, he reigns, he reigns forever. He reigns, for he reigns forever. His name is Jesus, ruler of everything. I surrender all, I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all, I surrender all, I surrender.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Father. You are here with us. You are always with us. You are Emmanuel, which means God with us. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our Lord. You are good. You are our Father. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives tonight. Thank you that you are making a way for us. You're helping us to get through these finest hours, these final hours, because we are, as we know, we are in the last of the last of the last days, and then you'll be coming to get us. And I thank you, Lord God, that for what you're doing in our midst right now, that you are calming these storms of life that are trying to rage against us. And thank you that you calm the raging sea once and you can do it again. And I just thank you that you are meeting the needs of every listener that is tuned in tonight. You know what they have need of when I don't. But yes, Lord, you do know exactly what they need and what they're believing you for tonight in their own lives. And I just thank you that you're meeting those needs right here, right now, tonight. Wherever these listeners are watching, listening from. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. Bless our time in the Word tonight as we study your Word. Anoint the ears of these listeners to hear this Word. May their minds be alert and not distracted by all these other things that might try to take their mind away from the Word, whatever these things might be, dogs, cats, roosters, whatever. And I thank you, Lord God, that you use me to deliver this message to these people tonight. And that it will be with boldness and simplicity. And now I can make my confession over this program. I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. I thank you that increases, big, huge increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our confession, because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. Say that again. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what your Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn with me, please, if you would, to 1 Corinthians 15. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. Now we had been looking at the resurrection of the dead. Then raised either, for if Christ has not been, your faith is become still in your sins. We'll start from verse 18. Tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be better more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also comes through a man. For as in Adam, all die, then in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. The first fruits, then, when he comes, those that belong to him, then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he had destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. Yes. I put that yes in there. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For he, quote, has put everything under his feet, end quote. Now, when it says that, quote, everything has been put under him, it is clear that this does not include God himself, who put everything under Christ. When he has done this, then the Son himself will be made subject to him who put everything under him, so that God may be all in all. Now, if there is no resurrection, then what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If dead are not raised at all, as are people baptized for them. And as for us, why do we endanger ourselves every hour? I die every day. I mean that, brothers, just as surely as I glory over you in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, then what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, quote, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die, end quote. Do not be misled. A Do not be misled. Pay attention, listeners, to what I'm about to read. Quote, bad company corrupts good morals. I'm going to say it again, listeners. Bad company corrupts good morals. Uh-huh. I would love to stop right there and preach, but I'm going to continue reading. Reading on. Come back to your senses as you ought and stop sinning. For there are some who are ignorant of God. I say this to your shame. Verse 35 now. Here's the resurrection of the body. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed. Perhaps with what? With wheat or with something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined. And each kind of seed, he gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. You might have one kind of flesh. Animals have another. Birds have another. And fish have another kind of flesh. There are also heavenly bodies. And there are earthly bodies. But the splendor of the heavenly bodies is one kind. The splendor of the earthly bodies is another. The sun has one kind of splendor. The moon has another, and the stars have another. And star differs from star in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown to honor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first. The natural came first. And after that, the spiritual came. Comes. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man from heaven. As in the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Ooh, man. I like that. Verse 49, and just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound. The dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable clothes itself with the imperishable, and the mortal will immortally. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting, you could say. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. Thanks be unto God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the Lord. Fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I want to look at this passage of scripture in chapter 16 about the collection of God's people. And then I want to talk about what we read tonight, because, listeners, this is some awesome stuff. This is awesome. Awesome. So, chapter 16, verse 1. About the collection of God's people. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men and approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for men to go also, they will accompany me. And then Paul is getting into some personal requests. And he's saying, you know, what he wants to do. But oh man, hallelujah. The stuff we read about tonight, you see, so what's going to happen is we have our earthly body that we have right now. And yes, in your earthly, you know, you might, you know, different imperfections. But let me tell you something about your heavenly body. There are no imperfections in it. There is no infirmity in it. There is no sickness and disease in it. None. It's healthy. It's whole. It has sight. It hears. And the spiritual body. You know what else, listeners? Should be happy about this one. No chubbos in heaven. I didn't say troubles. I said chubbos. What's that? It's not there. I mean, I don't mind. You know, everybody has their own feelings and what have you. And what have you, but, you know, everybody has their own thing. But I'm just saying, in heaven, we're perfect. Our bodies are perfect. And guess what else? Death is swallowed up forever and ever and ever and ever. Because in the end, death doesn't win. God wins. And the dead are raised to life. And they live with Jesus. Isn't that great? And we go to our heavenly home. And I'm really excited about that. And I love, you know, I'm excited about heaven, to be honest. I want you listeners to go there with me. There's something you have to do in order to do that, though. It is required by God. It is required by Jesus that you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. In the book of John, it says, you must be born again. Now, of course, in order to be born again, of course, you have to first be born of water. Obviously, if you are listening to this program and you can hear it, then you've obviously done that. So you need to be born again, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and acknowledge him as such. And be able to say, he is my Lord and Savior. I guess because there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. What a shun. Avoid. Stay away from it. Shunning doesn't mean, you know, run to it. That's the opposite. So run from it. Run to Jesus. Now, because Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, because they ate the forbidden fruit, Eve talked to the serpent. The serpent ended up convincing her that it was fine, that in her mind it was okay to eat the fruit. She went up to the tree, ate the fruit. Gave some to her husband, and he decided to eat it. As a result of that sin, the wages of sin is death. They were kicked out of the garden. then the new Adams comes. And we will have, and we'll be in heaven. And we'll have our heavenly body. It'll be spiritual. Our spiritual bodies. So they're not these natural bodies that you and I have down here. The first Adam, you know, he was just born to dust. And we need both. They're on the earth. But in heaven, our bodies, they're immortal. Immortal. What does that mean? No death. Here on earth, there's death all around. Here on earth, there's death all around. People die every day. Not in heaven, they don't. In heaven, we live forever. Of course, on earth, you know, we, you know, if the Lord tarries, we're going to die at some point. And God didn't, and after all, you know, after the whole Noah thing, God put a limit on it to 120 years. So there's no more people living to be 900 and some years, 777 years, and all that stuff. You see, when the trumpet blows, we get to go be with him, live with him. In another book, it talks about what's going to happen. How when the trumpet blows, there'll be a shout with the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ will rise first, then those who are living. All right. I don't know how that's going to work. Do we just hang from the flagpole, from a flagpole outside? And the angels just pick us up? Because I don't want to fall. There's something to be happy about being in the last of the last days. Be happy about this. If you're right with God, you're going to heaven. Amen. Because I don't know about you listeners, but that's where I'm heading. I want to go there. And I believe that I'm going to go there. I really do. But I just know for sure that my name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, that when we get to heaven, that we will have an immortal body. And we'll be able to live with you by your side forever. And I just thank you, Lord God, for this word tonight. That we would get it in our minds. If we can just go about as we continue to live on the earth, knowing that we have great reward in heaven. And I just thank you that we would keep our hope in you, keep our trust in you, keep believing in you, Lord God. And your promises are yes and amen. And I just thank you, Lord God, that we would be doers of your word tonight and not hearers only. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen, amen, amen. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.